have had times you just really didn't like your life? Anybody? Yeah. You just really didn't like it. You just really didn't like the way things were going. You're going, my goodness, if things keep going this badly, I'd just rather go on to be with Jesus. Robert Schuller said one time, said things were going so bad for him. He said, I went into my office, he said, and I laid my head down on the desk, and he said, now, Lord, you know, I don't believe in suicide, so how about a heart attack real quick? Have you ever felt that way? That it was just really overwhelming? The thing that we need to understand about all of this, ladies and gentlemen, is that God wants us to love our life at every stage, at every age. He wants us to enjoy life. Well, you know, Dr. Burrell, God is sovereign. The Bible says he is the sovereign God. He can do whatever he wants to, whenever he wants to do it. Well, he is sovereign, and he is sovereign over all things. But here's the fantastic thing about God. He has bound himself to his word, his covenant. He has said to you, I could do anything, but these are the things I promise you I'm going to do for you. Wow. He has made a covenant with us. I want you to open your Bible to 1 Peter. And while you're opening your Bible, I'm not going to have this on the screen today, because some of these things I want you to search through your Bible. I want you to mark them. I want you to have them yourself. I want you to know where they are. 1 Peter, and it's one of those books that everybody has to chisel out, and you know, we really don't do. It's toward the back of the Bible, okay? 1 Peter, let me tell you a little bit about these two books real quick. Did you know 1 and 2 Peter were for the early church really the Bible they used after the resurrection of Jesus? 1 and 2 Peter, most of the church, in fact, when you start reading it, it says to the church scattered. Everybody say scattered. Do you remember in the book of Acts, the Bible says that Saul breathed out threatenings to the church, and the people that followed Christ were scattered. They ran for their lives. Do you remember that from the scripture? They scattered, but guess who did not scatter? The apostles. They stayed in Jerusalem. And they would work out of Jerusalem, and they would go to the places that the church had scattered, and they would minister to them. Or the church would come to where the apostles were. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the operation of the church. We have always done it differently. We thought the preacher was supposed to go and do this, and the preacher was supposed to go do that, and the preacher was supposed to go. No, he is scattering you. You're the ones that do it. We go and preach the word to those who are scattered. Are you hearing me? So as he's writing this, he's writing to people. Peter is in Rome when he's writing this, and he's writing to the church that is suffering great persecution. You talk about a pandemic. These folks were not experiencing a pandemic. They were running for their lives. People were being torched for the cause of the gospel. They weren't just told, don't go to church because there's a virus. They were told, if you get together, we'll kill everybody that gets together. Are you listening to me? And they would get together anyway. Say they'd get together anyway. Yeah, but the law said don't do it. Well, the law said that breaking out of jail was not the lawful thing to do, but an angel came down and broke Peter out of jail. Remember that? There are things where the law of man, if it contradicts with God's word, I'm going by this first, okay? So this letter is to Christians scattered all over this part of the world. There are four things, and I want you to write these down, that we're going to talk about. Number one, what is my life? What is my life? Think about that right now. At your age, what is your life? James chapter 4, verse 14 says, what is your life? Well, here's what your life's like as far as time. You're here for a little while and you're gone. In fact, if you read Ecclesiastes, the writer of Ecclesiastes says, life just really is, life is terrible. If you read Ecclesiastes, you will either want to drink or take something because it'll just really bum you out. He says, folks, all they do is work and they go home and work some more. And then they go to bed and they get up and they go to work and they come home and they go to work some more and they go to bed and they get up. He said, and what do they do this for? So somebody else can inherit it. He said, it's meaningless. Peter is saying, your life can be a life that you love to live. So how do I do that? So what is your life? Secondly, who are you in life? Who are you? Do you know who you are? Thirdly, do you love your life? Ask that question out loud with me. Do I love my life? Say it again. Do I love my life? I told you last week, sometimes my wife will just cuddle up to me and we'll be out, or we can be at home. We'll be out doing things and she'll just lean over and say, I just love my life with you. And like I said, there's just this crown comes on my head and I just become this king and I can do anything. So, what are you in life? Do you love life? And the fourth thing, how are you going to develop a life that you love? Well, I just haven't been able to stand it because I can't get out and do anything. All this stuff's going on. I want to tell you, you can make your life count even if you're shut in. Are you hearing me? Are you ready? 1 Peter, go to chapter 3, verse 10. 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 10. I'm reading from the New International Version. So, if you have a different version, it may be a little different for you. This is what Peter wrote. For whoever, whoa, wait, let me tell you this. Do you know what he has just written about prior to this verse? He's told wives and husbands how to get along with one another. Now, buddy, that'll make your life good. You better know how to get along with one another. You talk about life being bad? Whoa. So he's told husbands and wives how to get along with one another. And then he says in verse number 10, he says, for whoever would love life, say that, whoever would love life, and see good days. Wow. Yes, folks, how's your day? Oh, today's a good day. And then some days they'll go, oh, don't even ask me. I don't even want to tell you. This, man, I wish I could go to bed and get up and start over. No, did you know you can start your day over right now? Change it right now. Right now. Whoever would love life and see good days, must. Everybody say must. Wow. Keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. Do you have your electronic device with you that you have your Bible app on? I want you to look up 1 Peter chapter 3, and I want you to go to the Amplified Version. Would you do that real quick? Go to the Amplified Version, and this is what it says in the Amplified. And I'm going to start with verse 8. Finally, all of you be like-minded, united in spirit, sympathetic, brotherly, kind-hearted, courteous, and compassionate toward each other as members of one household, and humble in spirit, and never return evil for evil. Ready? Or insult for insult. Don't everybody shout me down because I'm preaching real good. Oh, do you know we're talking about love? We've talked about faith, hope, and love. This is love. If God's going to do anything in your life and then faith is going to work in your life, you got to walk in what I'm talking about. How many people have you heard say, I don't know why God doesn't do anything for me. I don't know why I don't ever get anything from God. I don't know why everybody else seems to be getting blessed but me. I'm about to tell you. Don't return insult for insult. Avoid scolding. This is the Amplified. Berating or any kind of abuse. But on the contrary, give a blessing. Pray for one another's well-being, contentment, and protection. For you have been called for this very purpose, that you might inherit. Everybody say inherit. That you might inherit a blessing from God that brings well-being, happiness, and protection. Here's our text. For the one who wants to enjoy life and see good days, good, whether apparent or not, must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking guile or treachery or deceit. Turn away from wickedness. Do what's right. Search for peace with God, with his self, with others. Pursue it eagerly, actively, not merely desiring it. For the eyes of the Lord are looking favorably on the righteous. Watch this. You know what just happened? God's looking on me. He's watching me. He sees. And he's looking on me favorably. If I'm going to love life, how can I do it if I think life is bad? How am I going to have faith for God to do anything in my life if I'm constantly thinking my life is bad? I want to love my life. Well, the first thing you've got to do is you've got to understand you have to change what comes out of here. Because what comes out of here is where? In your heart. It's not my heart here. In psychology, we say, and neuroscience tells us that your heart's here. It's not here. This pumps your blood. This gets excited. This starts pounding real hard when this gets excited. What comes out of my mouth is up here. What comes out of my mouth is in my heart or in my head in abundance. Well, I'm preaching good now. So if I'm going to love life, I got to change. So what I have to do is I have to understand first that what my life is John chapter 14, verse number 6. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the, three people whispered it, I am the life. So if I'm going to love life, then I'm going to talk like Jesus. Remember the scriptures we read last week? We went back all the way to Isaiah 51, 16. Look at that. He said, Isaiah 51, 16, I have put my words in your mouth. Everybody say, God's put his word in my mouth. He's put his word in my mouth. If he's done that, then does that mean I went and memorized a lot of scripture? No. No. When I was a little boy, my sisters, I had three sisters, and you've never had a tough time as tough as you'd have it with three sisters. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. And my sisters would pick on me, and I'd go to Daddy. I'd say, Daddy, don't let Pam and Denise, they're just driving me crazy. He said, you go tell them stop. So I would go and I would use the Jeff Burrell Revised Standard Version. Girls, Daddy said, you better stop right now or else. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, he wants his word in your heart to come out of your mouth. It will change everything that goes on. Now, Pastor, that really doesn't happen to you. Let me tell you, just a few days ago, my wife and I were riding down the road and something so hurtful had happened. We're just sitting in the car going, really? That just happened. And something started to come out of my mouth, and I stopped and I said to my wife, I said, I am not going to allow this to cause an offense in my life. We're not going to allow this to cause an offense. We're going to move past it. We dropped it and moved on. A little while later, something happened that changed and what we had been thinking, look, was totally wrong. We were wrong. Ooh. Now, we could have kept on, and we could have just blown everybody and everything in the world out of the water, but it just came up out of our spirit. We're not going to let this cause an offense in our life. Just not going to do it. I want you to take your Bible, and I was going to wait and do this later, but I want to do it real quick. Jeremiah, go to Jeremiah. Take your Bible, turn to Jeremiah. And if you have to use the index in your Bible, don't be afraid to do that. Go to your index, find Jeremiah, and go to chapter 17. And before we read this, I want to ask you, what is your life? Who do you trust in your life? See, ladies and gentlemen, your life is not going to be transformed until you are transformed. Say that with me. My life is not going to be transformed until I'm transformed. If you're not transformed, you're just going to continue to conform to the way things are in your life. You're going to have to change it. Are you hearing me? Not, and it doesn't mean everybody's going to think you're wonderful for the transformation. My wife and I stood in an elevator this past week and had a guy just cuss us out for everything we were worth. Do you know why? He was mad at the whole world because of the pandemic. We hadn't said a word to him. He just starts cussing everybody out. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to let life get like that with me. Whoa. Our problem is, and watch this, we trust the wrong thing. We trust our companion. Well, shouldn't I? Not when I get through with you. We trust our children. No. We trust our job. No. Jeremiah 17, watch this. Verse 5. This is what the Lord says. This is what who says? Everybody look this way. What is the final authority in our life? What God's word says. Final authority. This is what the Lord says. Are you ready for this? What's the first word after it says, this is what the Lord says? What's the first word? Say it out loud. Look this way. I don't want to be cursed. I don't want to be cursed. I want to have a good life. I want to love my life. Cursed is the one who what? Trusts in man. Well, you know what? They're going to come out with a vaccine. No. I've already got one. His name's Jesus. Well, you know what? They're going to come out. They're going to send us some more money from Washington. No. My God shall supply all of my needs. Didn't say anything about D.C. Whoa. Cursed is the one who trusts in man. Who are you trusting? Well, you know, they let me down. I trusted them. Stop it. Well, you know, they said, stop it. My God shall supply all of my needs. Is this helping anybody? Cursed is the one who trusts in man. Watch. Who draws strength from mere flesh and whose heart turns away from the Lord. In other words, you've not asked God anything about what you're going through. You're running around asking everybody else, looking it up on Google, trying to find out what they're saying on social media. Well, you know, this is what they said you're supposed to do. What does he say do? Oh, that's good preaching. Thank you. What does he say do? Do what he says. I asked the Lord during this stuff, Lord, should I do so and so? He said, would you take the mark? If this were tribulation period, would you? I said, no, sir. He said, then don't. I'll take care of you. Yeah, but what if? No, you don't what if. Cursed is the man who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. Watch this. This is, why doesn't it ever happen to me? Verse 6, that person will be like a bush in the wastelands. Why doesn't it ever happen? Good stuff don't ever happen to me. Every time I turn around, I got to handle something. And somehow you say, wow. And this is how we said, well, just from an unexpected source. I've learned to stop saying that. My source is not unexpected. Say that with me. My source is not unexpected. My God will meet my need. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands. Watch this. They will not see prosperity when it comes. Did you know God's tried to prosper you and things have come along and you've not acknowledged he did that? Whoa. You won't even see it when it comes. In fact, our response is this. Boy, I'm glad that's over. It's quiet in here. I'm really glad it's over. But in other words, thank you, Father, for bringing me through that. Thank you, Father, because you did that. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They'll not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. Well, everybody else seems to be getting blessed but me. Everybody, who you trusting? Who you trusting? If you're going to have a life you love, who are you trusting? Let's have a conversation. You trusting your mama or your daddy? Well, you know, if I can't come up with it, daddy can come up with it. Well, you know, if I can't, you know, I my brother will come through for me. Stop making them your source. Wow. Verse 7. But, everybody say but. What's the next word? Blessed. Say it loud.
Blessed.
Now, we've heard the cursed man. The cursed man trusted in. Do you know what the scripture says? Says there's a prayer in Psalms that David says, Lord, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Who helped Daniel out of the lion's den? Who saved him? Yeah, Daniel couldn't call his mama. He had to depend on God. Who delivered the Hebrew boys from the fiery furnace? Who delivered Peter from the jail cell? Who? Paul and Silas in prison. When God sends prosperity, do you know? Thank you, Father. How many of you have ever heard about manna in the wilderness? You've heard about that? How many of you know what manna means? What does the word manna mean? Do you know what it means? What's that? And we all get in church, God's going to rain manna down on us. Do you know what you're saying? God's going to rain down. What's that? When God rains things down, we don't even see it. We go, what's that? Pick it up and make something with it. That's what God said. This is your, well, I've never seen this before. Just pick it up and make some bread with it. Eat it. Well, I've never seen that before. So what? Do you know why God didn't rain down $100 bills for him in the desert? There was no place to spend it. Some of you remember when we were in Israel and we're on the backside of the desert and the little boy comes riding up on a burro. And do you know what our folks start doing? Giving the boy money. Do you know what he did? He just looked at it. There wasn't a Walmart within 100 miles of the boy. There wasn't a 7-Eleven within 100 miles of the boy. You know what he wanted? Food. I said, he doesn't want money. There's not a store around here. Give him something to eat. They started giving him something. Boy, his face lit up. He didn't care about that money. Didn't mean anything to him. Ladies and gentlemen, money's not always the answer for what's wrong with our lives. Well, most of the time. Verse 7, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord. I'm trusting in him. Whose confidence is in him. Who's going to take care of that for you? The Lord. He's going to give me ideas. He's going to show me how to use this. When I get something, I'm going, what's that? He's going to show me what to do with it. Wow. Verse 8. They, or I'm going to change that. I'm going to make this a personal pronoun. I will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes. It doesn't fear when life gets the heat turned up. Its leaves are always green. I don't care what's going on around me, pandemic and everything else. He's going to meet my need. You know what I'm having to spend right now. You know what I'm having to do right now. You know, I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we're coming through this, and I'm going to keep producing through this tough time. You need to clap your hands right now. Somebody needs to do something. Goodness. It doesn't fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. Uh-oh, look at the next one. It has no, say it out loud, worries. Has no worries in a year of drought. You know what unemployment is right now? You know how bad the stock market got? You know how bad things are? I'm telling you, things are so bad. I'm telling you, we just dying all over, people just dying. And then they're coming out and telling us that it's less than 1% of the population. And we thought we was all dying. Good preaching, thank you. It has no worries in a year of drought. And, everybody say and. Read this out loud. Read it. Never fails to bear fruit. Say that again. Never fails to bear fruit. I gotta stop. And I didn't even get to the points. Cursed is the man who trusts in God. It's like there's a big old curse over me, just, you know. No, if you want to break that, then you trust in the Lord. Stop depending on man. Well, if I can get around the right people. No. You find out what God wants you to do. Ask the Lord. And you know what? When you teach your children to say that, it'll come back and get you. It'll come back and get you, because I'll be talking with the kids about something and you hate it when your kids preach your sermons to you. Well, have you asked the Lord what to do? I knew he was going to ask that. Yes, I have. Thank you. Good, because that's what you taught us to do. Yeah, ask the Lord. And when you ask him, don't ask everybody else. When you ask, don't ask everybody. He'll let you know right here. My goodness. Cursed is the man who trusts in men. Yeah, but you know, if you love them, you gotta trust them. No, I can be charitable to them, but I'm not gonna trust them to take care of me. Yeah? I want you to stand. I want you to come and stand near the front. I want us to pray together. I want to tell you how to love your life. If you stop asking everybody's opinion of life, what do you think? Don't ask them. They don't know. Are you hearing me? What if Jesus had gone to Mary and Joseph and said, I feel in my heart I ought to go to Jerusalem, ride this donkey into Jerusalem, and in just a few days they're going to crucify me. What do you think? What do you think? I can tell you what they would have said. No. Father, not what I want, not what my family wants, but what? What do you want? What do you want me to do? And did you know sometimes, there are sometimes I want to reach out and just take care of people myself, And Brother Scott, sometimes the Lord will say, you leave them alone. They need to learn to trust me. Ooh. Man, they need to learn to trust me. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to be that cursed person. I want to know my life is made up of trust in him. So when people come and go, how many of you know folks will come and go? They'll be close to you for a little while, and after a while, they'll just go away. You'll have a disagreement, they'll go away. He has never left me. He's my source. He's my source. Don't forget Jeremiah 17. Keep that in front of you. He's going to make you produce even when the times are bad. And I want to tell you, sometimes it seems like everything in the world just comes on you at one time. But he's going to help you. And you're going to make it happen because he helped you. Let me pray for you. Bow your head. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you today, and from 1 Peter chapter 3, we've read that we got to keep our mouth from speaking evil and deceitful things and being insulting to people, because a lot of times that's just because we're frustrated with what's going on in our lives. When in actuality, they had nothing or very little to do with it. And if anything, if we want to love our life and see good days, then we must seek peace and pursue it. And for us to do that, we need to do what Jeremiah 17 says. Understand that if we trust in men, our life will be as though we're cursed. And when prosperity comes, we won't even see it. We'll dry up and die. But if we trust in you, we will continue to produce when the times get hot and dry and nobody else is producing, we will produce. Because you are our source, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we're to, as Peter wrote, husbands are to treat their wives well, wives are to do the same, children are to respect their parents. But then if we want to love our life and see good days, we got to keep our heart right and our mouth talking right. We've got to put our trust in you and not men and stuff and systems and things. Thank you, Father, for your word today, that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. So today, if you're going to love life and have good days, you got to trust God and not men. And when you do that, then you keep your mouth right. I mean, it just came up in my spirit. I'm not going to let that create an offense in me, that it's going to block God's word from working. And man, just a little while, it wasn't anything like we thought. So trust. Ooh, that's good. That's tweetable. Trust him, not them.
Thank you for joining our service today. If you'd like to donate, we have many ways for you to give. You can text Zion and the amount to 73256, visit us online at zionca.org, or send by mail to Zion Christian Assembly, 258 Beartooth Parkway, Suite 130, Dawsonville, Georgia, 30534. For more resources and information on our church, visit zionca.org.